But right now, it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And right here in the studio today, we have the mayor of Pittsboro, Cindy Perry. Mayor, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be back, Aaron.
Absolutely. So yesterday, the town board held a meeting with, again, a bunch of different items on the agenda. We were talking with Tom Stevens in Hillsboro, and they had a meeting yesterday with just this long agenda item, and kind of the same thing for Pittsboro last night. So what was the meeting?
There was a tremendous amount of emphasis last night on water quality issues. Mm-hmm. And so we had Dr. Heather Stapleton from the Duke University School of Environment and Engineering speak to us on collections that they have made along the Haw River, which indicate the presence of emerging contaminants that we've been studying for quite some time now. And she also presented material that had been given to us by Detlef Canapi. Dr. Canapi is a scientist from North Carolina State University, and he was with us last night, as were officials that just happened to be in Pittsboro for water quality discussions through the health department. And so we had quite a stimulating discussion of water quality and emerging contaminants.
And this is something that we talked about last time. Do we know trends yet? Is this a problem that's getting worse, getting better?
Well, one of the disturbing things was that Dr. Nappy did have some data that came from August that indicated a very high spike in some of these chemicals, but it's back down now. But that leads to the question of exactly where they're coming from. Dr. Stapleton has narrowed some data down to the wastewater treatment plant south of Burlington and believes that there might be some discharges there.
Mm-hmm. So, again, speaking with Mayor Cindy Perry, what then is the town going to be doing to address that moving forward? There was talk last night about a task force, right?
That's right. With the mayorship transferring into the month of December, I chose not to run again, but the sole contender for the office is Jim Noss. Jim is going to be taking the helm on December the 9th. And Jim has run several task forces for me during the time I've been mayor, task forces on affordable housing and the Chatham Park elements. Mm-hmm. And he asked me if I would be available to discuss and take on a task force on water quality. So I'm pleased to do so for Jim, pleased to do so because I've had 4 years of interactions with the upstream and the state officials and downstream as well. And I think that during the next month, we're going to be getting suggestions for people who would like to serve on that task force. So if any of your listeners wish to serve on the task force, please give a call into the Pittsboro Town Hall.
What's the goal?
The goal is to, first of all, figure out short-term what it is that we can do in Pittsboro, mm-hmm. In our own homes, in our own businesses, for drinking water safety. The solutions to these problems are very expensive, and reverse osmosis is the one which is the most thorough process that removes the most contaminants, but it's also the most expensive. So in the meantime, Dr. Stapleton and Dr. Nappy are going to be publishing a paper that should be out in the next couple of weeks that discusses what the general homeowner can do with respect to these unregulated chemicals.
Speaking with Pittsboro Mayor Cindy Perry, PittsboroNC.gov is the town's website for more information, including info on last night's meeting, as well as that water quality task force if you're interested in getting involved. Other items on the agenda from last night, you talked about grocery bags as well, right?
Well, we did. We're beginning to work through, everybody thinks they have enough grocery bags, but then everybody forgets to bring them the grocery.
Guilty.
And I'm guilty as charged myself, but the one of the things we're working towards, and of course at this point we only have one public grocery store. I say public in that it's publicly traded. Mm-hmm. The other, of course, is our co-op, and the co-op certainly encourages recycling And Food Line is beginning to come along. I've been speaking with the manager there, and we're getting ready to do a bag exchange, whereby we'll have bags inside the store that will be available for those people who just simply forgot to bring them.
Sounds good. So, again, speaking with Mayor Perry, other things going on in Hillsborough that people, Pittsburgh that people ought to know about?
Well, we had a very successful event on Saturday, which was, on Sunday, which was the Pepper Fest. This is the first time in the 8 or 10 years that Pepper Fest has been with us that we have actually closed off the streets of downtown and done it. And that was just, I cannot tell you the cars and the people. It was a magnificent event. Of course, the weather was lovely, too. And so there were hosts as far as food and drink, and then organizations that had booths along the boulevard, and it was a most successful event.
Awesome. And again, PittsburghNC.gov for more information on town government, including the full agenda from last night's meeting, more info on ongoing events and happenings in Pittsburgh there as well. Mayor Cindy Perry, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.